I think I should first state what the problem is. The problem is that over the years, there have been so many wells drilled where the owner has gone out of business, and the state bonding scheme is so weak that there isn't enough money in the bond to plug the wells. Right now, for a conventional vertical well, the bond is $5,000 per well, but any driller can put all of its wells under one what's called a blanket bond. So there are drillers that that own so many wells that with a $50,000 blanket bond, there's only like 25. It's only about $25 a well. And over the years, then these big companies will pass them on to small companies who milk them and go out of business. So even if the bond is foreclosed, there's not enough money, and so there are 4,000 what I will call orphaned wells, where there is no operator to plug the well, there has been no bond money, and these 4,000 wells are sitting out there on surface owners' land all over the state. Now, will they all go bad and cause problems on the surface, and will they all go bad and cause problems with groundwater? No, but a bunch of them will. A lot of them will. And so they need to be plugged. And the only money to plug them now comes from a small fee that the drillers pay each time they apply for a permit. And that is enough money to plug maybe 4 or 5 wells a year. And as I say, there are 4,000 out there, and that's, and the news gets worse because with this Marcellus Shale tsunami, these old conventional wells that some are still producing are going to produce less and less, and the companies that own them are not the companies that do the horizontal drilling so profitably. So these companies with all these vertical wells, they're going to go out of business. Their bonds aren't going to be enough, and the number of orphaned wells is going to go up and up as time goes on. The other issue is right now, in addition to those 4,000 that I'm calling orphaned wells, there are another 8,000 wells that are due to be plugged. That is, they haven't been producing lately. They don't have a bona fide future use, as the law states. So the drillers should have them plugged by now, but there are 8,000 that aren't plugged. And the Office of Oil and Gas doesn't have many enforcement tools. And a lot of the companies that they could make plug them aren't making much money because of the Marcellus tsunami. So there's that problem too, that we're not making these companies put money away to plug the other 8,000 wells that haven't become orphaned yet.